So it's one thing to watch a sudden disaster like a bridge collapse or a tornado on television, but of course it's another thing entirely to live through it. You've got to wonder, if that happened to you, how would you react? If a tornado had just ripped your home off its foundations, would you be able to maintain a positive attitude like this young man in Moore, Oklahoma?
I want to give a big shout out to all of my football coaches in the football program, and Ms. Brickman and Ms. Seabolt for helping out with the relief center that they set up at our field house.
Well, Darius Joseph is 15 years old. He was at Southmore High School on Monday, where he and his best friend Brandon Dick sheltered while the tornado's 200-mile-per-hour winds reduced a swath of the city to rubble, including the house where Darius lives with Brandon's family. Now, the thing about Darius is that he's been through something like this before. He's from New Orleans. He remembers how Hurricane Katrina destroyed his family's home in 2005, and his life's been through some rough patches since then. But earlier this year, he started a new life with Brandon's family, including Brandon's four siblings, his father and his stepmother, Sarah, who was inside the house in Moore when the tornado hit. We're going to hear from her in a minute. But first, a little more from Darius and Brandon. They're two teens, fellow football players, who are so close, they've even got the same haircut. They talked with us yesterday from their hotel room outside of Moore, and Darius described what it was like when he first saw what was left of their home.
Well, I was the very first person to see the house, like, when it was damaged. And the first thing I did was just, like, ball my fist up because I just had, like, a lot of anger inside me. Like, I've been through a natural disaster before, and I was just really angry. And, like, there's nobody to be angry at, but it just feels like somebody took my home from me. I just can't be mad at anybody personally.
Darius, was the house even there? I mean, the pictures that we've seen from Oklahoma, it's, like, total devastation.
The only thing we could recognize from our house is the fact that we have a blue garage. So we could tell that we saw, like, the garage door, and our car was in the garage, and it was just all shattered, you know, like broken windows and everything.
And Brandon, when you finally got to the house, or when you first saw it, what was going through your mind? I can barely imagine.
When I came through to my street, it was just flat. I mean, it just looks like a junkyard, honestly. Just wood thrown everywhere, debris all out in the streets, insulation all over the place. And when I saw my house, I started crying pretty hard, and Darius kind of ran up to me, and he tried to give me a hug, and I was just pretty angry and just sad. So I pushed him off, and he let me go.
Right. Darius, you know, you have been through another natural disaster. You went through Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. When you went over and, you know, put your arm around Brandon, is that what you were trying to tell him? Like, I know what this feels like?
I was just trying to, you know, I put a smile on my face for him, and he was just, like, you know, crying. I was just going to give him, like, a big hug. But, no, once he pushed me off, I was just figured that he needs to cry this out, because the difference between, like, our emotions is because he's been there for his house for way more than I have, because I had just moved in with him.
Mm-hmm.
And all I have is my clothes in that house. And for him to have not only his clothes, but his pictures all the way since he was, like, 1 year old,
yeah.
And, like, trophies of him playing football, and, you know, all this, you know, family history that he has in his house, it's like,
yeah.
That's his home.
Well, Brandon and Darius, I want to talk to both of you in a little bit about exactly how both of you and the family have sort of coped since Monday. But Darius, I know that that Brandon's stepmom, Sarah, she's in the room with you, is that right?
Yes.
I wonder if you could hand her the phone for a quick second.
All right, hold on.
Hello.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks so much for taking a couple minutes to be with us. I was just hearing from Darius and Brandon about what they saw from when they finally got to the neighborhood after the tornado went through. I'm wondering if you could tell us what you experienced inside the house, right? You know, before and right when the tornado went through.
There was a siren went off about 5 minutes before the main one, and so we all kind of, my husband and my daughter and I went to the shelter. And
Sarah, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but so it's you, your husband, and you have a three-year-old. That's the daughter that you
Correct.
Mentioned. Okay.
Right.
Just for people who aren't familiar with tornado shelters, is yours in the garage? Is it underground? Where was it?
Ours was in the garage, in the ground. What they do is they, like, cut away a little part of the garage floor, and then they put the shelter down into the ground.
Okay. And you're all in the shelter, hunkered down.
Right. And I had put on a movie, one of her favorite movies, on the iPad, and turned it up really loud. But I was just trying to keep her, my daughter, you know, trying to shield her as best as I could.
Oh, yeah, doing the best you can, absolutely.
And, but you could still hear everything. You could hear the car just, like, slide across. I was worried that the car was going to slide across onto the shelter and where you're going to be stuck. You could hear the roof come off. You could hear things just being thrown. It just sounded like violence and a freight train, and then your ears popped. And at one point, it was directly over us. Like, you could hear the shelter door shaking, trying to come up.
My God. And when it passed through, I mean, you said that you were worried that the car might end up over the shelter door, but the tornado essentially ripped your house away, right?
Yes.
So what happened? Were you able to get out?
We had to get dug out. Our neighbor, can't say enough good stuff about him, Cody, he came over and he was yelling. He's like, "Are you guys in there?" And it took him maybe 5 minutes to dig us out. And then I went in the shelter and I didn't have shoes. And because we've gone in the shelter several times with nothing happened. So just a normal day going in the shelter, you know, not really expecting that. And then went in and it had been a beautiful day and come out and you come basically into a war zone.
That's Sarah Dick. As we've been hearing, her family lost their home to Monday's devastating tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. We've also been speaking with her son, Brandon, and his best friend, Darius Joseph, who lives with the family. Darius lost his home in Hurricane Katrina in 2005, and in a moment, we'll hear about how that experience is helping Darius, Brandon, Sarah, and the whole family move on. And in Oklahoma today, we should mention that two more funerals are being held for children who were in the Plaza Towers Elementary School when the tornado hit. Yesterday, 9-year-old Antonia Candelaria was remembered at a memorial service. And in her obituary, she was remembered as a child who had her own beautiful way of looking at the world. Back in a minute, here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to our conversation with a family who survived Monday's tornado in Moore, Oklahoma. We've been speaking with 15-year-old Darius Joseph and his best friend, 16-year-old Brandon Dick. Darius lives with Brandon's family, and for Darius, this is the second time he's lost his home. Hurricane Katrina floodwaters destroyed his family's house in 2005, but it's exactly that experience that's helping his adopted Oklahoma family now. But first, we want to bring back Sarah Dick, Brandon's stepmom. Again, we spoke with the family yesterday from the hotel room where they're living right now, and we asked Sarah to take us back to Monday night and the moment the family first reunited.
Honestly, I had been out helping people, doing what I could, and so for that moment, it was just like, okay, we need to get to Walmart. What's the next thing we need to do? And then I think in Walmart, it just all became overwhelming, and I ended up collapsing in Walmart from the day's events. I've been going and going, and then just finally, you know, I have everybody here, everybody's safe, and just collapsed, basically.
To be honest there, I think it's rather heroic of you that you didn't collapse earlier. Well, Brandon, has it helped having Darius as sort of part of the family now in his perspective from having been through Katrina?
Honestly, I don't consider him a friend anymore. You know, he's more like a brother to me. And, you know, I mean, we're together every single day. I mean, he just really changed my attitude. And I just, you know, I used to always be angry just all the time. And the way he helped me deal with this tornado is we've just been going around being goofy, being ourselves, and just putting smiles on other people's faces because, you know, we do want to help, but we also need help ourselves, you know.
Mm-hmm. And Sarah, from your perspective as a stepmom, what impact has having Darius, you know, as part of the family had on your family, and how are you guys doing today?
As a family, we have a good outlook, but I don't know if we'd have such a good outlook if it wasn't for Darius being like, you know, there's tomorrow, basically. You know, we're trying not to focus on the past. The boys have a football combine in Boston on June 8th, I want to say, and we're still going to that. Life goes on. We're going to get better. We're going to be stronger. We're going to be better.
Yeah.
Where are we today? We're in a hotel room, but we're moving up and onward.
Yeah. Well, it's only been a couple days, really, since the tornado. Do you know how much longer you might have to stay at the hotel, or when you might be able to even begin to think about actually physically rebuilding the house?
I have no answers. We're looking right now to get a rental house, but, you know, we have a big family.
Yeah.
So we're facing some complications and some obstacles, but we're going to get through them, and we'll get through them together.
Well, Sarah, if you don't mind me saying, it sounds like your family is pretty remarkable, to say the least, and I don't have any doubt that you'll get through it. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. I really am so grateful.
Oh, no problem.
Can you hand the phone back to Darius for one last time?
Of course.
Hello?
So, Darius and Brandon, I just wanted to ask you guys one last question. How do you spend your days now? What are you doing to sort of help the family rebuild?
I remember yesterday we went to our field house at our school, and our coaches, they had like a whole bunch of snacks and water, clothes just for us and any of the football players that lost their homes. Well, during that time, me and him were like, we got to go ahead. We got to work out. We got still football still on, you know? Like, nothing's changed. So me and him go to our workout room, and we're working out. And, like, one of our local news stations came in, and they were asking for an interview. And we ended up watching ourselves, like, 10 o'clock at night on TV. You know, we start freaking out, like, oh, we're on TV, you know? And I've had people come up to me telling me, keep up the good attitude because we'll be on, like, go on Instagram and, you know, just make a whole bunch of jokes. Or there's this new social network called Vine where you make these little videos. And I made a video about the house. You know, it's all messed up, but I'm just like, I made one. I'm like, I'm going to my house. I'm going to my house. And I was like, psych, I'm not going to my house. And, like, you know, and just like keeping up that upbeat, that good personality, because being sad doesn't really get you anywhere. Just like people, three, maybe four people just come up to me. They gave me a hug and they're just like, you know, I love your attitude. You know, I appreciate it. Even though after all this, you're still keeping that really, really good attitude. And that's me and Brandon's personality has been there. And that's another reason why me and him are basically brothers. And we're basically connected just like that.
Brandon, I hear that you and Darius are so connected. You even got a similar haircut or had one at this some time?
Yeah. Darius adopted the Kenny Stills wide receiver for OU.
Yep.
Basically mohawk with a blonde in the back. And I kind of went off and did my own thing. I have the mohawk, but just the left side of my mohawk is blonde.
Well, Brandon, Dick, and Darius Joseph, thank you so much for talking with us. And your upbeat and positive spirits are incredibly inspiring, and I hope all the very best for you and your family.
Thanks.
Thank you.
What a great pair of guys. Well, to see photos of the family and of those haircuts, go to hereandnow.org. Monday on Here and Now, as thousands of veterans return from Afghanistan with physical and mental wounds, we'll look back at the effects World War II had on the greatest generation. And there will be flags on every grave at the Massachusetts National Cemetery on Memorial Day, thanks to a father who lost his son in the war in Afghanistan.
It's not about Jared. It's about my coming down here and seeing all these veterans that weren't being honored with a flag in their grave.
That's all on Monday. News is next, Here and Now.